We're all just coping. We cope with things for a long time until our eyes are open. But what does coping really mean? According to the dictionary, coping means to deal with and attempt to overcome problems and difficulties, often used with the learning to cope with the demands of something, to help us deal with our problems. It also means to survive, to build a protective wall. Sometimes that wall is just there so we can survive. Coping means I will look away from the pain just to cope with the pain and the brokenness. And we are left behind wondering, there has to be more to life than this. Hurtful and thoughtless recordings in our own mind tell us things like, it is what it is, sweep it under the rug, fake it till you make it. But pretending away the pain never works. We must learn to heal the wounds of the heart, and this is messy and it is scary. In some ways, we have become this story, this wounded soul. So today I would like to show you some very powerful quotes that I learned about coping so that maybe you can have a better understanding. And let's get started in getting past just coping. Changes in relationships with others. It is especially hard to trust other people if you've been repeatedly abused, abandoned, or betrayed as a child. Mistrust makes it very difficult to make friends and to be able to distinguish between good and bad intentions in other people. Some parts do not seem to trust anyone, while other parts may be so vulnerable and needy that they do not pay attention to the clues that perhaps this person is not trustworthy. Some parts like to be close to others or feel a desperate need to be close and taken care of, while other parts fear being close or actively dislike people. Some parts are afraid of being in relationships, while others are afraid of being rejected and criticized. This naturally sets up major internal as well as relational conflicts. I love this quote. Cheryl Rainfield wrote it. Other times I look at my scars and see something else. A girl who is trying to cope with something horrible that she should have never had to live through at all. My scars show pain and suffering, but they also show my will to survive. They're a part of my history, and they'll always be there. Not everyone gets a happy ever after. Life is real, and sometimes it's ugly, and you just have to learn to cope. Have you heard something like that before? Sometimes I think depression should be called coping illness. So many of us struggle on, not daring or knowing how to ask for help. More of us terribly go undiagnosed. We may seem fine, even when the pain remains right there beneath the surface. We are coping. Every 40 seconds, someone is left behind to cope with loss. What are you coping with right now? Every one of us is in a minor tragedy. Most of us just need to learn to cope. What does your anxiety do? It does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, but it empties today of its strength. It does not make you escape the evil. It makes you unfit to cope with what comes. One thing you who have had a secure or happy childhood should understand about those of us who did not. We, who control our feelings, who avoid conflicts at all cost, or seem to seek them, who are hypersensitive, self-critical, compulsive, workaholic, and above all, we are survivors. We are not that way from perplexity. We cannot just relax and let it go. We've learned to cope in ways that you never had to. See, anxiety doesn't just stop. You can have nice moments and minutes where it shrinks, but it doesn't leave. It lurks in the background like a shadow, like that important assignment that you have to do, but you keep putting off, or the dull ache that follows a 3-day migraine. The best you can do is hope to contain it, make it as small as possible so it stops being intrusive. Am I coping? Yes, but it's taking a monumental amount of effort to keep the dynamite inside my stomach from exploding. Have you ever felt that way? We need stories in order to understand ourselves, for good or bad, to be inspired or horrified. It's how we cope with being human and how we decide what type of person we will be. This one is by Stephen King. We make up horrors to help us cope with the real ones. If you've been dealing with narcissistic abuse, there's horrors running through your head, and we need them to help us cope, but we need to know that they're not real. Dr. Ann Landers said, when life's problems seem overwhelming, look around to see what other people are coping with. You may consider yourself fortunate. How about this one by Lara Adrian? Cope or go crazy. We don't have a choice when we're living through an abusive situation. So we do cope. There's nothing wrong with coping. It saves us. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to cope with it. Close your eyes really tight and then count to 300. That's all you have to do. Just count to 300. When you open your eyes, 5 minutes will have passed. And even if the hurts and the things are shitty and you don't know what to do, you've just made it through 5 whole minutes. And when it feels like you can't go on, you can just close your eyes and do it again. That's all you need. Just 5 minutes. Success in life is not how well we execute plan A. It's how smoothly we cope with plan B. As victims of abuse, we may be up to plan B, C, D, E, and F. But there is another letter. There is more hope. So don't give up. I guess in the end, it doesn't really matter what we wanted. What matters is what we chose to do with the things that we had. Sometimes you can learn even from a bad experience. By coping, you become stronger. The pain does not go away, but it becomes more manageable. Denial, perhaps, is a necessary human mechanism to cope with the heartache of life. The only real failure is the failure to try and the measure of success of how we cope with disappointment. I want you to know that coping will save your life. It's getting by every day, not knowing what the next day will bring. Coping actually takes courage, and courage is a powerful thing. Courage is grace under pressure. Nelson Mandela said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not the one who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers fear. J.R. Tolkien tells us that courage is found in unlikely places. Courage is resistance to fear and the mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. This was written by Mark Twain. Scared is what you're feeling, but brave is what you're doing. If you find yourself coping and unable to find the courage to move on, get some help. Talk to someone. Join a group. Get support. You can do this. It's terrible, I understand. But we can't give up hope, because there is a brighter tomorrow. There is a brighter future. And if we have the courage to make it through these dark times, I promise you, life will be better on the other side. Let's love ourselves. This is Tracy. Thank you very much.